Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Tara.
It wasn't supposed to be, but it's out. The George Floyd encounter body cam footage. Old news to listeners to this show.
Mm-hmm.
But shocking if you're seeing it for the first time. We went exhaustively through the transcript of the body cam. That was only released because one of the officers... attorneys fought for it to be released. Now, you'd think they'd want to cover it up, right?
Yeah, if you had something to hide there, yes.
But they've fought for the release of the transcript. Transcript's been out for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Should be one of the biggest stories in the country.
Yeah.
Media studiously avoiding it. That tells you something. Must not fit the narrative. Well, the media freaking out this morning at the gross injustice of the rest of the body cam being leaked. They want to know who did it. What? Y'all should have been suing to get it.
Yeah.
And the fact that they weren't, I told you this weeks ago, the fact the media is not suing to get that body cam video. Don't want it, don't want to see it, don't want to have it. And then somebody lets it out, somebody leaks it to the Daily Mail, and now they're mad. That tells you everything you need to know. And that you need to watch it. It is, it's jarring. We had a good idea weeks ago what the footage would look like, but I warned, I mean, there's nothing like, you know, but there's always the difference between reading a transcript and
right.
seeing it. It's like the difference between having a conversation with somebody and emailing them. You know how stuff gets lost over email?
Yeah.
And boy, it is shocking to watch the body cam footage. It really goes way beyond what the transcript shows. And you can see why the left, the media, the Democrats did not want this out. Because there's a whole other side of the story. Now, you could kind of tell that from the transcript to begin with. Among the most shocking things, he looks out of his mind. Because he's overdosing on drugs. Everybody on the scene pretty much acknowledges that. From the people who are with him to the police. They call the ambulance. He is standing there. One of the most interesting things, saying over and over, I can't breathe. He's not on the ground. No one's making any contact with him. He looks pained, and yet he's standing there breathing, unobstructed. So you're actually able to see this. You're able to see all the parts that we've told you about, that George Floyd, they tried for 10 minutes to get him into the car. They could not do it. He claimed he was claustrophobic, didn't want to go in the car, wasn't going to go. They never were able to get him in the car. I mean, he spent 10 minutes resisting arrest, while simultaneously begging them not to put him in the car because he wanted to stay with them, with the police, because he didn't want to die alone. And he said he was going to die. I imagine he felt like he was going to die, given that the lethal limit, the lethal level of fentanyl in your system that can begin to kill you is 5 mg. He was at 11. The average fatality level in the U.S., for fentanyl in your system's 9. He was at 11. And so it's just, you know, the video that they were perfectly happy to have out there, the 8 minutes of I can't breathe with the officer's knee on his neck, he's still saying that, and yet the officer's knee is not on his neck yet. He's also foaming at the mouth during one part of the video. He's very clearly ill from the drugs he's ingested, and he explains that he had put them into his rectum. That'll make you sick. So look, I don't know at what point he died. Nobody else in this country does either. And that we'll find that out from the trial. That is abundantly clear in this video. This guy was in a very bad way, Lee, before that knee was ever put to his neck. And it sounds terrible, but yeah, eight minutes on his neck, yes. But I've got the stats right here. They used that same neck hold 44 times in 5 years, knocked 44 people unconscious with it, didn't kill a single one. They used the unconscious neck hold, which is also a needle in the neck, 247 times in 5 years. They didn't kill a single person. Not advocating for it, not defending it. I'm simply saying George Floyd's the only one. And when you see the footage, when you see the foaming at the mouth, when you see him saying, I'm going to die, tell my children I love them. And nobody's touching him. It's jarring.
But will this make any difference?
Well, watch the news over the next couple of days. Here's what I would predict. Yesterday, the coverage of this from the media was just anger that someone had released it. See if they run this as much as they did the knee on the neck. I bet they don't.
No,
they
would
bury
say not,
this.
Yeah.
But people in this country, because this is such a famous case, I think will go online. It's all over the place. Unless social media decides to start killing this video.
Well.
Yeah, leaving the other one up, of course.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Killing this one. This is a pattern. An incredibly, unbelievably destructive pattern that this country has fallen into.
Mm-hmm.
And the prosecutors do this. They hide the exculpatory evidence. They hide half the story. For instance, one of the most shocking things I can remember learning since doing this. I mean, we talked endlessly about Trayvon Martin, right? Endlessly.
Oh, yeah.
We thought
yeah.
we knew every detail.
Yeah.
And then we find out during the trial, wait. Show me the back of George Zimmerman's head again. What, dude, Trayvon Martin was on top of him slamming the back of his head into a concrete again and again and again mm-hmm. before Zimmerman shot him?
Right.
Oh!
That's why
you shot him.
While he was trying to get the gun from Zimmerman.
Right, because he was on top of him.
Right.
And then you could see the back of Zimmerman's head is just bloody and caked because the back of it's been slammed into the concrete again and again and again. Somehow they were able to keep those details from the public until the trial. And once you had those, you went, oh, well, it's not black and white anymore, is it? It's kind of gray, this whole thing. And so they do this. They did this with the Pulse nightclub shooter. What they do, and they do the same thing with the George Floyd. They'll take the video, the body cam video, they give it to the FBI and go, oh, the FBI has to have it. Sorry, we can't show it to you. Well, she can only show me the part that makes the cop look guilty, but you can't show me the other part. No, we can't show it to you. FBI has it. And what do we find out, Lee? They gave it to the FBI so that they could avoid giving it to the public, so the public wouldn't see with the Pulse nightclub shooter. No, he wasn't angry because his gay lover spurned him. He was screaming that he was loyal to ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wanted any, the FBI, the media, they didn't want anybody, the prosecutors, anybody to know that ISIS had attacked on our soil because it would have hurt Obama's electoral chances. They're doing the same thing they did with Zimmerman with this. Withhold anything that gives you another perspective on the story. Only allow the parts out that make the officer look guilty. And then fan the flames as the cities burn and refuse to condemn those burning the cities. It's textbook. They do it over and over again. Over and over and over again. Did it in Charlotte. Year and a half, looked like slam dunk case. They let out part of the video on one officer. I'll never forget this. It's been since I've left. He shows him shooting a perp point blank. Looks like, you know, open and shut case, right? Execution. The police department had withheld the first half of the video. You know where the perp tackles the cop? In the ditch, is on top of him trying to get his gun and alternately trying to get his gun and strangle him. The first thing the cop does, the second he manages to get control of the situation, is turn, swivel, and execute the guy. When you see the first half of the video, you understand why. But the police department withheld it. Blue city, blue leadership, blue police chief. That officer got off. Self-defense. They just do it over and over and over and burn. I mean, billions of dollars, burnt cities, lives destroyed, businesses ruined. They don't care. So watch it today. Watch the footage. Watch George Floyd. See the rest of the encounter. I can't wait for this trial. Because the guy had no damage to the tissues of his neck and no signs of asphyxiation. So how did he die? And here's my question, Lee. This is the big one. when did he die?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that. We don't, and maybe we never will know that. Maybe it's unknowable. I mean, I don't know yet. I'm not a medical expert, but nobody knows either. Did he die during the neck hold? Did he die in the ambulance from the neck hold? Did he die? I mean, when did he die in that period? We still don't know. But boy, they didn't want that that video out, did they? So I'm thrilled that somebody has finally released it. Now watch the media studiously ignore it, because they can't explain this. Doesn't fit the narrative.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, a lot of people reacting to the illegal release of the body cam footage. They really didn't want this out. It was so bad the judge gagged, you know, they had gagged the officers till last week, so they couldn't even speak publicly or tell their side of the story. Got to give the media a lead to set the table there. Can't have anything that doesn't fit the narrative. Yeah, because see, Joe's down like 20 points. He needs about 10 points of that back among the black votes. So we gonna have to fix this thing so it looks like something else. That's what they did with the transcript George Floyd situation. I don't even call it a killing. I don't know. Nobody else does either. So they leaked the video to the Daily Mail, which is where you go now. Yeah, Daily Mail is a UK paper out of London. Where do you go now to figure out what's going on in America? Because at least their mainstream media, and Daily Mail is a mainstream media publication, will publish the truth about what happens in this country because they don't have a stake in it. So they'll do it. They'll tell you what the American media will not tell you. I highly recommend watching this video. Unedited version. Texters, right? Okay, so I didn't see this. Texters, yeah, I expected the media to do this. Texters said, saw this morning, and NBC has already cut up the new video to keep making the police look bad. Yeah, watch the unabridged version and decide for yourself. Now, the texter writes, just watch CBS. The way they commentate turns it all back around on the officers. Now, the texter writes, George Floyd was never the reason for the riots. It was just an excuse. Normal Americans were going to have to dispatch this Bolshevik uprising rising, or suffer under its rule no matter what. Yeah. Now we see why Keith Ellison, the attorney general for the state, the one who will be prosecuting him, warned, you know, look, this is not a slam dunk getting a conviction here. Remember, he initially wanted to charge him with second degree murder, but the rioters, they weighed in because now they get a say, the mob, and he had to bump it up to first. Remember, that was one of their beefs when they were rioting, burning stuff down. They wanted a first degree murder charge. And so Ellison is warned, and the media even turned on Ellison a little, was suggesting maybe they leaked it. And it would make sense if they did. I mean, if you're Keith Ellison here, he's got big national political aspirations. He's already been in Democrat leadership. You don't want to lose the George Floyd case. You don't want to fail to put Chauvin in prison for the rest of his life. People get a look at this video. Ellison's right. This is not a slam dunk case. This isn't anything close to a slam dunk case. And wait till the public finds out that knee hold he was doing, Chauvin was doing, that wasn't something Chauvin cooked up because he was a racist. He was trained to do that. It was in the manual, the training manual, Minneapolis PD training manual. They only removed it a couple weeks ago. There are two kinds of neck holds. And I'm just going to repeat this because I haven't done this much in this part of the show. There are two kinds of neck holds they were trained to use. God, I wish they'd just tell the public this. The conscious neck hold, the goal of that's just to subdue the perp, and the unconscious neck hold. They're actually delineated that way in the police training manual. The goal of the unconscious neck hold is to knock a person out. Why would you knock a person out? Well, according to the training manual, it would be a life and death situation. Either to knock out a very violent person who's on drugs and you can't get control of them, or to knock out a person on drugs to save their lives. There is a form of drug overdose called delirium. And if you don't get control of the perp, they could literally die of a heart attack. This is what we're dealing with now that we have fentanyl and these really, really, really heavy drugs. So this idea that Derek Chauvin, he's just a racist and he's just using that neck hold because he's a racist. Nobody ever did that before. Oh, wait, he was trained to do that? Yeah. Again, according to NBC News, this is from June 1st, 2020, headline, Minneapolis PD rendered 44 people unconscious with neck restraints in 5 years. Wait, others were doing it? Yeah. They used the unconscious neck hold 44 times in 5 years. Nobody died. Which, to watch it, is unbelievable. I mean, it looks awful. They used the conscious neck restraint and the unconscious neck restraint. So both. 237 times in 5 years. Not because they're racist. I mean, maybe they are. I don't know. But because they were trained to do it. Now, why couldn't the police chief of the Minneapolis PD explain this to the public? Save billions of dollars in burnt buildings? 60 people are dead across the country from these riots, including one poor police officer who is still a vegetable from being shot execution style in the back of his head, and two other cops. Just dead. You think you might have stepped up if you were just a decent human being? Just a decent human being. The police chief might have stepped up and said, hey, look, this was part of our training. No one had ever died before. We need to reexamine it. But he didn't. He didn't. He acted like he'd never seen the police manual and that his officers had never been trained to do this, much less done it 247 times. The neck hold you saw. Why did they continue to do it? I don't know. But I can tell you this. No one had ever died from it before. So maybe it seemed okay. Maybe George Floyd didn't die from it. Maybe he just had a drug overdose. Where do you see the part of the video where he's foaming at the mouth? The parts where he says he can't breathe, but nobody's touching him. The parts where he says he's going to die, you know, from the drug overdose. And to tell his children he loved them. All of this before anybody put a knee on his neck. But the most jarring part is the part where he begs the officers to put him on the ground. You heard that right. George Floyd begged the officers to put him on the ground. He wanted to be restrained. Why? Because he didn't want to die alone in the car. He wanted the officers to sit in a car with him so he wouldn't die alone. And when they wouldn't do that, he begged them to put him on the ground. And they did. Don't expect the mainstream media to tell you any of this. But you can watch it for yourself on the body cam footage. That was leaked. So you wouldn't see it. Well, 9 out of 10 Americans are now wearing masks in public. Vast majority of Americans say they either always or sometimes wear a mask in public. That's according to a Morning Consult survey released this week. 95% overall have worn a mask in public at least one time, such as like a grocery store, blah, 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 to some extent in the last month. Yeah, you have to. You'll get attacked if you don't. I'll get to that part in a minute. So here we go. Oh, you knew this was coming, a once proud country reduced to this. So, are you also willing to wear goggles? Because Herb Fauci decreed it. And as usual, didn't bother to offer any sort of scientific evidence. Because he is science. He is the walking environment of embodiment of science. If Fauci says, then it must be. Even if he said the opposite a week or 2 weeks before. Even if he's on his third or fourth reversal, it's like magic. It's magic science. If he says it, then it's by magic, it's science. Or maybe it's magic posing as science. I don't know, but you have to believe it. So now they're pulling this. Oh, God, the sheep. Most people are wearing masks, but would you also be willing to wear goggles? According to the survey, 55% of people said that I just got in dying. Okay. Said they're very or somewhat willing to wear goggles. Do you have any idea how stupid you will look in a mask and goggles? A once great warrior nation. Reduced to this to go outside because of a cold. 36% are very or somewhat unwilling. Oh, just wait. They'll beat them on to you. You don't want to be attacked. God, we are going to look so dumb in goggles and a mask. And no one thinks to ask the obvious question of Fauci. Dude, it's August. You didn't think to mention this before? No, I didn't think. I just came up with it. People aren't duly terrified enough to go out, so we're going to have to invent this too. Science. Yeah, science. Did you hear what happened at Manhattan Beach? Have you seen this? This is where you got to see this video. This woman. These two dudes are sitting outside. They've just gotten burritos, right? So, you know, to eat them, you have to take your mask off. It's outside, okay? They're on a bench. Doesn't matter. To the mask militia. Woman comes up and confronts them about not wearing masks. They explain to her very politely they don't believe in it. So she chucks her coffee at them. Gets her boyfriend beat up. Take a listen.
Y'all need to be wearing masks.
The first thing they said to us, put your mask on. And we're like, well, we're eating burritos.
I hadn't even got to start eating the burrito yet before someone wanted to give me a mask lecture. I guess the guy really wanted to impress his girlfriend because I was pretty dismissive. I thought when I turned my back on him, they just move on. But he wanted to stand there and engage me.
When they hit that coffee, I knew at that point, it's over.
Hey, Matt, that was dumb.
And then she decided to slam her coffee into my head. And that's when I decided to get up and beat up her boyfriend.
Hey, stop! Get her off me! Get your girl off me! Get her off me!
Stop. You shouldn't have thrown the drink in his face.
I hope that someone saw that,
yeah.
And I would do it 10 times over.
No, he punched me in the face. I'm bleeding out of my mouth right now.
Hey, they really wanted to force us to put a mask on. They just thought we were killing their grandma.
Nobody really believes in a mask, but everybody's scared of Ken and Karen, and I'm not.
Okay, the best part of this video, these two mask morons, talking about Ken and Karen, as they call them. I don't know her name. Is it this the slap down part? Where, you know, she hits him in the head with the coffee. Okay, at the point where she assaults him with the coffee, I mean, just full on cranks it at his head, the whole cup. She's not social distancing. She's like 2 feet from him at that point. And as she pointed out, he's not wearing a mask. So she hits him in the head with the coffee. And then she's like, I don't know, slapping him or something. She won't let go of him. And then she's demanding the boyfriend get into it. They're demanding the boyfriend get into it. The boyfriend gets into it. See, they wanted the boyfriend to get into it to get the crazy mask moron off of them, the woman. So he gets into it. He ends up with a bloody mouth. It's a mess. The best part, though, they attacked these men. They could have just socially distanced and moved right on, right? No problem. I mean, they're outside. It's not like they're inside. She breaks the social distance for the assault. You know what this tells me? I'm telling you. These people do not, they're just like Fauci at the ball game. They don't believe any of this either. They don't. If she did, she would have been terrified to get that close to a guy without a mask on. She wasn't. You know why? This is about social conformity. This is political now. If you don't wear a mask, you're not down for the struggle against Trump. Look, folks, let's not kid ourselves. It didn't help this guy was wearing a Trump hat. So I don't believe this woman at all. I don't think she's afraid of COVID or anything. Or she would, I mean, literally, she's got her hands on him. If you're terrified of COVID, you don't do any of that. This is a beatdown because he wouldn't conform. Now we got this. This is killing me. 55% are like, yeah, I'll wear goggles. If Fauci tells you, earmuffs. Oh, God, yo, this is coming next. No. You think you look dumb in a mask and goggles? Why do you have to wear earmuffs? I'm thinking, why would I wear earmuffs? Because it lives in your ear. No, this is a new thing. It lives in your ear, the COVID. Y'all, Okay. You know, I was thinking about this. I kind of owe you guys sort of an explanation of why I'm so skeptical about COVID and have been from the beginning. Never mind, it's an election year and you could clearly tell what they're doing. But I get, you know what it is for me? And I know a lot of you are baffled by this. Like, what perspective am I coming from? I'm coming from the perspective of somebody whose mother died of a cold. COVID is a cold. Coronavirus is a cold. That's why it's on the Lysol bottle. And my mom was young. She was in her 60s. I've told you this before. She had pre-existing conditions. She had atherosclerosis. However, many people in their 60s have atherosclerosis. She had it slightly worse than the average, yes. Was it going to kill her right away? Probably not, but it was an underlying condition. My mom was young, though. And so, you know, none of my girlfriend's moms are dead. And so when your mom dies, and you know it's from a cold, and you've seen that a cold can kill, nobody knows this in our society. I wouldn't have known it. And that's what they're counting on. They're terrifying you with a cold. And so my girlfriends would say to me, you know, people would say to me for years, what did she, because she died 7 years ago. What did your mom die from? I say, with a cold, a what? They expect to hear, you know, if you're, you know, young, that young, they expect to hear, you know, cancer or heart attack or kidney disease or something. And they look at you like, a cold? Yeah, the public doesn't know. And that's what they're counting on. She got the first cold. We know it wasn't a flu because we had her tested for that. And nearly killed her. They had to nuke her with antibiotics to the point that when she caught the second one, which she was then susceptible to, they'd used such a high level of antibiotics, it completely wrecked all the bacteria in her system. She had nothing. She couldn't digest anymore. She couldn't eat. She gradually starved to death. It's a terrible thing. I don't want to burn your morning up. But what killed my mom? A cold. A series of colds killed her. I have seen this. And so when Dr. John Ioannidis at Stanford wrote in Stat Magazine, listen, this isn't a particularly deadly cold, talking about COVID. Some colds in nursing home settings have an 8% fatality rate. This one is 0.6. Do you see the problem there? And so to me, I'm like, yeah, colds, they kill people. They kill people who have underlying conditions. They kill people who don't even have serious underlying conditions. It happens all the time. It happened to my mom. So, you know, understand when I'm told that I should be in living terror of a cold, I'm like, no, we always have that. Every year we have it. In South Carolina, every year, 800 people die, and they're listed in the pneumonia and flu category. That's all that random cold stuff. But see, society doesn't know colds kill all the time. Thousands every year. And that's the vulnerability. I saw it with my mom. It was weird. And now I know it's normal. So I'm a little more skeptical. And this is what folks have to say on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line about the last hour. George Floyd body cam video leaked. The part they didn't want you to see, you know, where he foams at the mouth, is clearly high on drugs, claims he's dying. Says he can't breathe and no one's touching him. That part. Says he can't breathe over and over again before the officer ever touches him. Where everyone at the scene agrees that he's high and freaking out. You could see that for yourself. I mean, he is in great distress before anyone ever touches him. That's not surprising. He had a lethal level of fentanyl in his system. Way beyond a lethal level. Lethal is 5 mg. Average overdose U.S. is 9. He had 11. He had put it in his rectum. Shocked. These are facts. What killed him? I don't know. You don't either. We won't know. When did he die? We don't even know that. Well, from the chokehold, it looked bad. Did he? He thought he was dying before the chokehold. No damage to the tissues of his neck was sustained. And he did not die of asphyxiation. So what did kill him? We will find that out at the trial when both sides are finally heard. And folks, I mean, you got to understand, these officers were gagged by a judge from defending themselves up till last week. They do not want their side of the story out. Got to keep the violence fomented. Okay, so two sides of this on the text line. If Floyd would have cooperated and not been high, he would be alive. One texter says, another texter says, love your show, but George Floyd didn't ask for anyone to put their knee on his neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. No, he asked to go on the ground. The spin on this tragedy is sickening. Well, George Floyd didn't ask for that, but that was what the officer was trained to do. That's on the police department, not the officer. He was executing the training as he had been taught. Texter writes, Tara, you keep arguing if he was allowed to use the chokehold and just taking the human component out. You're a white officer with your knee on the neck of a black man. That becomes unconscious. Yes, that's the goal of the unconscious chokehold, as described in the training manual. That's what they're trained to do. And you continue to hold him in that position while being filmed. If he didn't understand the sensitive nature of the situation, I'm sure he does now and will pay a price. Yeah, well, his chief ought to pay the price with him. Why was that in the training manual? The goal of which, again, to knock someone unconscious. Why is this just on the officer? Why isn't it on the mayor? Why isn't it on the police chief? Why has no one asked this question of the police chief? Because we live in a fake country. That's why. Everything is fake. Everything is manipulated. Your reality isn't even real. It's manipulated. Where the thing we fear the most is the truth, and the thing that will make people go the craziest is the truth. All right, I'm getting awful heated again. I was in a good mood. I was laughing so hard. I just died seeing this morning. 55% of people are like, oh, Fauci says I should wear goggles. I guess I will. According to a new survey, 55% of people say they're either very or somewhat willing to wear goggles on their face. You know, with their face mask. Texter writes, I wore a gas mask. Gas mask, okay. Into Walmart, expecting strange looks. Sadly, I got very few looks. This is where we are today. This is where we are. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I don't want to say the business's name, but I was in a store yesterday and not a single employee was wearing a mask. None of the five employees and at least 30 patrons were in there not wearing a mask, except for two out of 30 wearing a mask. My faith in humanity was restored for a moment. Can you text me back? Let me know where that is. Can I go grocery shopping there? I hate the mask. I hate it. If there is somewhere like that, I need to know so I can shop there. Hope it's not like a dollar store. They don't have everything I need. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I was escorted out of store last week because I did not have a mask. I asked them, does not your policy allow for medical reasons not to wear a mask? They said, no mask, you have to leave, even though the corporate website states you don't have to wear a mask if there are medical reasons. Another texter writes, oh, God, they're losing it. Yesterday, I saw a guy wearing two masks. Texter writes, waited 4 months for goggle wearing so the supply wouldn't run short for first response. Yeah, this is what Fauci said. Remember he told us not to wear a mask, they don't work? Then he said he was just fooling us. The whole team was fooling us when he said that. Yeah, because he wanted to make sure that there was enough supply for first responders. Well, he could have just said that instead of lie. I think he was telling us the truth when he said masks don't work. I think he was. Oh, by the way, did you see? The top health official in Holland has come out and said masks don't work. You know what? They're going to admit this after the November election. They'll admit it. And they'll tell you goggles don't work either. They'll tell us everything they won't tell us now about COVID. Another texter writes, oh, this is a great way to wrap this up. The only reason I put on a mask is so I don't get attacked. Me too, dude. Me too. I'm with you.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.